Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220. The Word, I hope you'll stick with us this afternoon. We've got a special program planned today. We've got a guest who will be joining us momentarily. And so I hope you'll stay tuned with us here this afternoon. We will not be taking phone calls this afternoon with our guests. We have a lot to talk about and a short time to do it. Let me just remind you, you can check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can not only find out about the program, about me, and read some of the articles and things that we have there, listen to past programs, but you can also link to our website for our home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, where I'm the pastor. Certainly invite you to come out and visit us. We'll have information about that at the close of the broadcast today. And also pray for us. We're trying to get our website updated here a little bit, having some problems with the server and the host and everything. And so there's a few things we're trying to get updated on that. Pray we get that resolved here shortly. Also, want to let you know that a week from today, Pastor John Lutz, whom hopefully you were listening to just a little bit ago, he just finished his program. He's on before us at 1 o'clock until 1:30. He is going to be in the studio here a week from today. I will be out at the Summit County Fair. The Summit County Fair starts on Tuesday, runs through Sunday, and it is located in Talmadge, Ohio. So if you're in the area, stop by our booth. Our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, has a booth. We're there every year, and we're just inside the main gates. As you come in the main gates, there's a series of commercial spaces along either side as you come in the main gate there, and we're about midway down on the right-hand side as you enter, and we look forward to meeting you every year. You usually see a few people from there, but I will be calling in to the program next week, and Pastor John Lutz will be here in the studio, and I'll call in from the Summit County Fair. We'll be talking about the fair and some of the outreach ministries that we have able to do out at the fair. So I hope you get a chance to come out and visit us and say hello at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church booth at the Summit County Fair, starting Tuesday, running through Sunday. All right, well, we're going to get into our program here this afternoon, and I have on the phone with us here today Janet Folger Porter, who's been with us on the air before. A lot has changed since the last time that Janet Porter was with us, and Janet, welcome to the program today.
Thanks, Pastor. So glad to be with you again.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking about the last time that you were here. You know, you were running for nomination for representative to Congress, and we were discussing the hopeful possibility that Roe versus Wade would soon be overturned by the courts. And now, of course, we've seen that come true, haven't we?
What a wonderful, wonderful place to be in a post-Roe America. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
It's so exciting, and we just cannot thank and praise God enough. This is a testimony to people like yourself and many others that have prayed and worked and labored for this day to come to pass. And I want to thank you for the work that you've done, as well as all of our listeners. Many of them have been very involved in this over the years. And tell me, when did you first find out? It's kind of one of those things. Where were you and what were you doing when you first heard?
Well, I was in Missouri. I was speaking at the National Association of Christian Lawmakers. My husband told me right before we went on the stage, and it was the same day, as you know, our Ohio heartbeat law went into effect.
Yes.
So it was my 10-year goal, you know, a decade-long goal of working to keep hearts beating in this state. and my lifelong goal of seeing Roe versus Wade overturned. It was a day they gave me an award, which was very nice. The best part of the award was it says June 24th on it, which is the best day of my life. This is when we see the curse over America broken. We are now living in a place where abortions are not done. In last count, 11 states, listing here, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, which became abortion-free that same day that Roe came down. Oklahoma, Texas, South Dakota, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming are all abortion-free. We also see the heartbeat laws that are enacted currently in Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and Iowa are temporarily blocked, as are the trigger laws in five states, North Dakota, Tennessee, Idaho, Arizona, and Kentucky, I believe, will all very soon be abortion-free. Mm-hmm. Add them up, and you're looking at nearly half the country that protects almost every child. It's overnight. It's phenomenal. It's a day of celebration. I don't listen to any of the naysayers that say, oh, now is not the time to celebrate. No. We need to praise the Lord for what he did for us. It's amazing. It's fantastic. People say, you know, they want to talk about all the blue states and New York and California. Well, I got a text from a friend who's a former congressman who told me he was sitting in a meeting with members on the Hill, with the members of Congress, which I had hoped, as you know, to be one of them, but that's all mm-hmm. right. We can still do a lot of good from the outside. And the message he sent me was there is widespread support for the federal heartbeat bill. And as you know, it doesn't protect every child, but it protects nearly every child. Every child whose heartbeat can be heard, which even the abortion mills are admitting, that's 9 out of 10 babies that are saved with such a bill. As you know also, and I made a pledge when we first introduced the Ohio Heartbeat Bill, the first one in the country, and I said, once we protect these children, we're going to go back and get the rest. And there's a bill in the hopper right now. Representative Click, I understand, has one. We've also have one being drafted right now that may be a way to strengthen what's being considered currently, so that we can protect every child in the state of Ohio from the moment when their life begins, at the moment of fertilization. And it's just a great day. It's a great day to be alive in America. It really is.
And as you said, this is a something to celebrate. And the people who say, well, no, you know, there's still much to do. And I agree, there is still much to do. But I was thinking, yeah, as you were saying that, my thought went immediately to Moses. Remember when they crossed the Red Sea, he led the people out of Egypt, the nation of Israel, sure. And they went through the Red Sea, they got to the other side, and they saw the major hand of God coming down in miraculous fashion and destroying their enemies. And you read about it, Moses sang a song, and they celebrated the deliverance from their enemies. But there was a lot to do ahead of that. They still had the wilderness experience, and they had yet to go to reach the land, go into the land and all. But we see this in the Bible, where when major things happen, we see people celebrating because it gives us a time to remember what God has done for us. And I think that this day ought to be commemorated, you know, on a yearly basis. You know, we've had the March for Life every year, you know, remembering Roe v. Wade. I think we ought to have celebrations every year remembering the end of Roe v. Wade. And I'm going to kind of put you on a spot here real quick. I know we're seeing babies saved since that day. Would you just want to just go out on a limb and conservatively guesstimate how many babies compared to what were being murdered have been saved? Just a rough figure, just kind of get an idea.
You know what? I've seen a lot of numbers. I don't have a count that I feel comfortable with. I can tell you this. When we passed the heartbeat law in Texas, I had the honor of recruiting the sponsor there, Senator Brian Hughes. It's a bill that had already saved 20,000 lives mm-hmm. by the time Roe versus Wade came down. That's a stadium full of children. Texas now will be abortion-free, which will be more than 40,000 lives a year. That's just Texas alone. That's one of the 11 abortion-free states. In Ohio, the numbers have gone down since we first were passing the heartbeat law, but it's still upwards of 20,000 just in our state alone. So we're looking at stadiums full of children who will live and not die. It's an incredible day that we just can't emphasize enough that the praise, the glory goes to the to the author, the giver of life, to the
yes.
And the God of the impossible, and his name is Jesus. And so that's it. I made a vow to God that when he pulled this off, that he would get all the praise and all the glory, and I'm sure going to keep that. So it's just we're looking at, you know, hundreds of thousands of babies yearly that are going to live, and it's just a phenomenal thing. And yes, we have a lot of work ahead of us, but let me tell you this. Once you've seen Roe versus Wade come, once you've seen Goliath fall, there is no one that can tell me it can't be done. And so what I've told people is not only does this give us hope for every other state, but it also gives us hope to take our country back. And what I've been telling people since this time is that if we can end abortion, as we are now closing in on once these go through the court system and people say, oh, the courts are going to stop them, ultimately those will be appealed to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has already ruled. So we're going to be looking, I believe, at least 22 states. And let me look at it here, 16 of which will be abortion-free, 5 additional that will be heartbeat laws, 9 out of 10 babies. That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. And so what I want to tell people, though, is there are other giants that we're facing here. While we still do battle and we're still working to protect as many children as we can, and with the federal heartbeat bill to reach even into the darkest of blue states. But I want to say right now, and a lot of people don't know this, that according to federal law, and I've got the Title 52 here, it is, it's on our website, decertifyfraud.com, that the ballots from the 2020 elections are scheduled to be destroyed in 43 days on September the 4th. So what I want to tell you this is what the Speaker of the Wisconsin House said. If we can decertify, if we can prove that fraud was committed, many people have seen the documentary from Dinesh D'Souza, 2,000 Mules. Many have seen all of the information that that happened. You remember how they locked all the windows, wouldn't let the observers observe, wouldn't follow the law, broke the law with their mail-in ballot invitations to voter fraud, all of these things that happened. Well, right now, we've got 43 days left to make sure they don't destroy the evidence, the ballots that were cast in the 2020 election. And what the Speaker of the Wisconsin House said is that if you can prove voter fraud, then we need a do-over. We need an election do-over. And this sounds outside the realm of possibility, but, you know, so did ending abortion last month to many. Let me tell you what we've got on the website. It's decertifyfraud.com. Got a cartoon that kind of says it all. And let me ask you, Pastor Al, what kind of car do you drive? Just tell me what kind of car.
Well, I've got a small SUV.
Okay, you got an SUV. What color is it?
It's black, or actually dark gray.
Right. You got a black dark gray SUV. And let's just say for a moment that your SUV was stolen, and let's say that this brand new gray SUV was stolen 2 years ago. But a police officer, detective comes up to you and says, hey, I've got great news, Pastor. We found who stole your SUV. We have witnesses. We've got surveillance video. We even got geo-tracking of where they took it. But you know what? They've had it so long. We're just going to let them keep it. How would that go over with you? Would you think that's okay? They you know, because these thieves are used to driving the car. They've been driving it for, you know, close to 2 years. And we wouldn't do this with a car. That's the bottom line. Why would we do it with our country? If the election was stolen, we can't just give that a pass. There is no statute of limitations on crime. And so what we're doing right now is calling for the 5 swing states to investigate. But first, we've got to sequester those ballots. And in 43 days, we'll be put through the shredder. And so what we've got to do is sequester the ballots. We need to investigate and decertify fraud. And we're sending these postcards to the states that really, really are critical in this. You can click a button and send it to just Wisconsin, click another button and send it to 2 states. But what I just did is I sent with one click of one button in less than 1 minute, I sent 374 postcards to the people with the authority to act, Republican legislators in the state House of Representatives in Wisconsin, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Michigan, and the 9 members of the Supreme Court are all getting a postcard with a cartoon talking about how he's got a single mom standing at the bus stop and the police officer saying, you know, yeah, we've got the geo-tracking, we've got the witnesses, the video surveillance, but we're just going to let them keep it. No, we're not going to do it with our country any more than we would do it with our car. And that's really the message. And we're sending it to them, encouraging them to do their jobs, to fulfill their constitutional, their legal, their moral duty to sequester the ballots, keep them safe, investigate, and decertify every fraudulent vote that is cast. Because as Dinesh D'Souza said in his 2000 Mules documentary, without free and fair elections, we're not a democracy. We're a criminal cartel masquerading as a democracy. So there's a lot of people that are throwing up their hands, and they see all the evil that's happening, and they say, what can we do? This is what you can do. And we just launched this, Pastor, and already there have been 35,241 postcards that are being sent to be going to ordered to be sent to those five states, Wisconsin, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Michigan, to decertify fraud. You can be a part of it at decertifyfraud.com. And the message is this. It seems like it's a pretty lofty goal. It seems like it's impossible. But again, so did bringing abortion down. And I'll tell you one other story. Is it 20 years ago, now 22 years ago, I was in the state of Florida. I was living there, working as the national director of the Center for Reclaiming America with Dr. D. James Kennedy. And at that time, the state of Florida had been declared for Al Gore and the nation. The election was declared. It was on the covers of magazines. It was in the newspaper. It was done. Al Gore had won in 2020. And guess what? I, as many others around the country, I just got on my knees. I got on my face before God. And I asked for God to take the state of Florida from Al Gore and give it to George Bush because we wanted Roe to be overturned, because mm-hmm. we needed those judges in place. And you know what? God heard our prayer. We had to put our faith to action. And I was a part of the recount team with so many others as we were making sure that we had paper ballots to count, which is where we need to be again. But that's if God can overturn the election in 2020, he can do it. If he can do it in 2000, he can do it for 2020. If fraud is found, it was found in 2000, and it will be found, I believe, if the investigation moves forward. And look, even if you think this is crazy, even if you think that, oh no, there can't be fraud because all the CNN and all the programmers are on television are telling you otherwise. Well, nobody should be against investigation because, you know, voter integrity is important to everyone, I would think, to every American. And that's why if I were to say the one action step you can do to help take our country back, in addition to advancing in these areas on the life issue and these bills that need to shore up the rest of the children that need to be protected, the next most important thing I would say to do is to decertify fraud. And again, you can do it easily. It takes you less than a minute. It's less than the price of postage. And I'll tell you, Pastor, all the prices aren't even built into this thing. There's mm-hmm. expenses that I'm not charging people just because I want them to do it. So a lot of people hopefully will make additional donations to help pay for some of the costs, because we're not talking about building a mailing list or signing a petition. We're actually printing and personalizing to each of these Republican representatives in all five of these states, plus the Supreme Court, a message to them from you. Now, we're not giving them your address because we don't want to give them a mailing list, but we're giving them your name, your city and state to show that you are, in fact, a real person sending this postcard. And right now we're 35,000 people who are 35,000 postcards that are being ordered to be sent. And so I'd like to be at a million. And, you know, when we did this with the orange postcards at Stop HR5, it was the so-called Equality Act that really was the criminalization of Christianity. And people said, oh, that's going to pass. It's got a low number. That means it's got a high priority in the legislature, and it already passed Congress, and we have to stop it. But how can you stop it when you've got a Democrat House, a Democrat Senate, Democrat residing in the White House currently? Well, we fought it anyway, and we ended up with 1.9 million postcards, which is about 5 feet of postcards stacked on every person's desk in the U.S. Senate and the United States Supreme Court. And you know what? That bill did not pass the Senate because we stood up, we spoke up, and we made sure that our voice was heard in a real, a tangible way through the Postal Service, and that's the way they can't block. You remember in the heartbeat battle, they blocked us when we tried. We had 500,000 faxes that were sent. They told us we can't do it anymore. We're shutting down. We're breaking people's fax machines. We sent over 900,000 emails. They said, you can't do it anymore. People can't do any more business. You're shutting down their ability to work. And so we couldn't do faxes. We couldn't do emails. But right now, we can still get a message through to those who make the decisions through the Postal Service with a postcard from you, personalized to them, with a message that they cannot ignore. And again, 43 days from now, those ballots are going to be destroyed unless we do something, and it's never been easier to put your faith to action at decertifyfraud.com.
And Janet Folger-Porter, you're talking about that. It made me think about a line in actually the Declaration of Independence of our country, you know, that really the founding document, of course, you know, I look at the Bible as the ultimate founding document of our country, but then we have the Declaration of Independence and then the Constitution. But this line, I think, echoes what you are saying, where it talks about being endowed with our Creator by with certain unalienable rights, and that's what people usually think about. But right after that, it says this, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, and here's the part, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That means we the people, doesn't it? We've just got a couple of minutes left on here, but this is truly a we the people showing the desire of the people, and hopefully reminding those who are in power that they have that power. It's derived by the consent, not the oppression of the governed. That's what our country was founded on, wasn't it?
Yes, and you know, with that power comes great, great responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't blame, you know, all the people who are in power right now, because we frankly have let them take it,
yes,
I believe illegally. And so what we've got that power, we've got that authority, and so we've got to use it. There is a responsibility for each of us to make our voice heard. I think this is the easiest way to get our country back and to send the message to the decision makers at decertifyfraud.com. But I also included on the postcard a verse. You know what? It says that God's word will not return void. And so I put on there a verse from James 4:17, that says, anyone then who knows the right thing to do yet fails to do it is guilty of sin, which, you know, we can really take to heart every day. But this is something that I believe will not return void as it's put in the hands of these legislators who have the authority, the responsibility, the constitutional granting of power to act right now. And what this does, when you start getting a ton of postcards, you know, when it's stacked up 2, 3, 5 feet on your desk, it gives courage to the cowardly. You know, it gives support to our friends, and it gives a lot of pressure to those who would obstruct, who would try to get make sure these ballots, this evidence is destroyed. And we just can't let that happen. And so, again, tell everyone you know, post this thing until they block you. We've got to get our country back. And I just know this. I've said for over a decade in this heartbeat battle all over the country and certainly to members, hundreds of members of Congress, is that we're going to end abortion. I told them that. And in the beginning, Pastor, they looked at me kind of funny and, you know, oh, that's nice, Shannon. You have high hopes and, you know, high dream. No. We're going to end abortion. In the same way, I'm going to tell you this. I just make a prophetic statement. I just declare we're going to get our country back. In the same way I said we're going to end abortion, I'm going to say if we rise up right now and don't let them have it, don't say this is okay to steal an election and to destroy the evidence. No, it's not okay. And if you want your voice to be heard, that's the way, I believe, the easiest way to do that is to go to those people in the 5 swing states. And yes, when they investigate fraud, this is going to overturn the results, I believe, of what took place. And as the Speaker of the Wisconsin House, Robin Voss, he's the one listed on the sample postcard here on the website, he said, well, you know what? If fraud is proven, then there needs to be a do-over. And I don't know that we can handle another 2 years of driving our country off a cliff.
Absolutely. Now, We're coming up on the last few moments of the program, and I wanted to share something you had mentioned about Goliath, you know, falling, and certainly we ought to take heart. God's people ought to take heart. I was reminded it wasn't until 1954, I believe it was, that the 4-minute mile was broke. People didn't think it could happen, and after it was broken once, it's been broken almost 1,700 times since then. This fall of Roe has shown that great things can happen. Ohio's motto, with God, all things are possible. And I want to thank you, Janet Folger-Porter, for the work that you have done, and all of the people that are listening that have been involved in this battle. Encourage them to check out your website. We're out of time. I want to thank you, and God bless. Stay in the fight, and join us next week. God bless.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.